This calendar is provided to you free as a public service by the Orion Talk Radio Network.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Well, I'll tell you, I'm listening to fire engine sirens go off in the background here, so I'm wondering what part of town they're burning down. Actually, some parts could burn, and it wouldn't be a loss. Believe me, I'm not kidding. But anyway, that's probably a little bit too much reality for one day, right? Just a thought of that, I don't know. I'm telling you, reality is slapping us in the face all the time, isn't it? Now, there are many of us who just like to deny reality because it's much simpler to do that. In fact, that kind of seems to be the standard MO of what's going on, really, around the country. You know, I get a lot of emails from a lot of different people and different people trying to work to fight against what's happening around them, even though they deny what's really happening around them. Like, I have one group that just is in love with Newt Gingrich, and they send me updates on, oh, well, Newt's going to talk about you at Agenda 21. Well, the prick Newt Gingrich, if they bothered to do any research on who he really is, has been involved in pushing this globalist agenda, even though now he's saying, oh, I didn't know anything about it. Really? You mean this agenda is being implemented at the local level? Well, I just thought it was going to be an international thing. Now, if anybody stopped to actually think about what this lion prick Newt Gingrich is saying, they'd realize that there's not an international application of anything. It's all done locally, at the local level. Now, I mean, it's just absolutely nonsense what he says. But these people, a lot of the people love to believe this because he's got great rhetorical skills, doesn't he? I mean, he's really, really a master of words. He truly is. He's a word wonder. Therefore, people believe that crap that he's hustling, and he hustles boatloads of it, boatloads of feces. We're stepping in it. He shovels the bull out of his mouth. It just streams out of his mouth. It truly does. And people believe that. They want to believe it. Because, see, they can't stand the truth. The truth is these pricks don't change. The truth is that a leopard doesn't change its spots. And no matter how much you long for it, it is that you can't go backward in time. And they aren't going to change. And so as much as you might be age 50 and wish you were 19 again, it ain't going to happen. Never, ever, ever. And that's the same with a lot of these globalist pricks who are hustling us and these wordsmiths here in this country. And you damn fools, you better wake up and figure that out and stop wasting your time catering to these pricks who only seek to enslave you. Now, I'm getting real tired of it, honestly, and I think to myself, why do I even waste my time? Sometimes I wonder, why do I even waste my time? Because I could just spend my time preparing for the coming onslaught of absolute helter-skelter madness here in this country, because it's coming, kids, because that's the game plan. That's the game plan. The game plan isn't jobs coming back to America. That's just the hustle they tell you. There's no jobs coming back. All you're going to see is more unemployment. The numbers are only going to get larger, not smaller. And the sooner you figure that out and deal with it, the better off we're all going to be. The sooner America and Americans in this country get their heads out of their rectums, the better off we're all going to be. Stop believing the lies that they tell you. Stop wishing for the Tooth Fairy to come along. There is no Easter Bunny. I got news for you. It's not going to happen. You know, I'm telling you, honestly, it annoys the hell out of me because people don't bother to do the research. Oh, well, he said he didn't know. Please. Please. Do you think the devil, when he was tempting Eve in the Garden of Eden, didn't know what he was doing? You damn fools. When are you going to figure it out? believe what's actually happening around you instead of the wonderful words that they lie to you with. When are you going to figure it out? Are you going to keep deluding yourself? I suggest if you intend to keep deluding yourself and you're going to believe their bull and you're not going to look at their record and you're not going to go back and do a little research, which is so simple to do, all you got to do is put his name in a search engine. Who is the real Newt Gingrich? Will the real Newt Gingrich please stand up? For those of you who remember the television show that used to be back on in the 60s, What's My Line? Will the real Newt Gingrich please stand up? That's what we need to have happen here. Would the real Newt Gingrich, would the real Newt Gingrich please stand up? Huh? Will the real Rick Perry please stand up? Will the real fill in the blank please stand up? Because I got news for you. They're all hustling you, okay? Because that's the name of the game. The name of the game is hustle the unwashed masses till they're all enslaved. Because that's their game plan. There is no other game plan. Their method of operation is hustling you. And many people are falling for it. And many of these, the people that got together and formed these different Tea Party organizations and 9/12 groups and Patriot groups and this label group and that label group got together because they realized something was wrong. And you know who got together as well, scheming how to take them over? These globalist pricks who control the GOP and the Democratic Party. I got news for you. It's the same slice of bread, okay? When you take a bite of the bread, it's the same people. Democrats are the left arm, and the Republicans are the right arm. And they're both connected to the same body. Don't you get it yet? Doesn't matter who's in office. Nothing ever changes because it's the same people. It's the same body. It's the same evil group of people who push this agenda to enslave you. But a lot of the Tea Party groups now, well, they've been taken over by, for example, the GOP. And so they're hustling these schmucks at the GOP, or they're thinking Newt Gingrich is telling them the truth. And oh, ain't Rick Perry just grand because he prayed with us? Ooh, baby. Yes, Jesus will provide. Yeah, he'll provide you. He's provided you with the truth, yet you refuse to see it. That's what you were provided with. You've already been provided with the facts. So when are you going to face the facts? That's my question today. When is everybody out there going to face the facts? Oh, no, I can't do anything. I've got a couple kids in college. Oh, no, my husband's job. Well, you know, when I was reading the Declaration of Independence with my friend William Taylor Ryle, who always comes on my show, used to come on Sundays with me, but now he's on Fridays, when I'm on Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, if you take note of the last sentence in the Declaration of Independence, those people who I guess would have been called the treasonous. They were treasonous against the King of England. Those people pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. What do you do in America? Gee, I'll sit on the couch and watch another episode of Family Guy, and it'll all be okay. Please, 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 master. Can I have more porridge, please? Oh, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. Please, will you wake up? I got news for you. They intend to kill off 85% of us. Hurt you? Yeah, I think they plan on it. And the sooner you figure that out and decide you're either going to take a position or grovel on the ground, the better off we're all going to be. And those of you who intend to do that, just get out of the way of the people who intend to do something, okay? Just get the hell out of the way. Stay home. Don't bother wasting everybody's time because that's exactly what you're doing. If you're going to go to meetings and you're not going to say anything when you get to those meetings, then there's no point in even bothering to go. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Because you're wasting your time. So I suggest you stay home. You'll get more out of it anyway. You can cook up a little bowl of popcorn, put a lot of butter on it. You might as well enjoy the butter while you got it, kids, because you're not going to get butter either. So enjoy the butter. Have a little popcorn with butter. Get a movie out, you know, and you can all sing around the campfire. You can all hold hands and sing Kumbaya, and ain't it just going to be lovely? Well, it ain't going to be lovely. It's not going to be a pretty sight because I'm going to take you out too because you're a useless eater. Don't you get it? They don't need you either. No matter how submissive or compliant you claim that you will be, they don't need you. You are a useless eater. Have you figured it out yet? Have you figured it out, kids? You're a useless eater. You're useless eaters. They don't want you. They don't need you. You just take up space and you breathe entirely way too much. And their goal is to get rid of you one way or another. And they got a little lot of ideas to make that happen. How about they came up the other day that hay is now a pollutant? The EPA says hay is a pollutant. So let's see. If the hay that the farmers use to feed their cattle, well, if that's now a pollutant, gee, how long do you think they're going to be able to stay in business? Can you connect the dots yet, huh? Let's see. No hay means no feed for animals that we like to eat. You know, those hamburgers you like to eat? No hay to feed the animals means no hamburger for you. I hear that break music vaguely. I can't stand it when they don't have the cue music out loud enough. Listen, I'm going to break, everybody. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
DependableVoice.com, the total solution, one-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business class telecommunications services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean, email to voicemail, follow me services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACDM call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum 3-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at dependablevoice.com. That's dependablevoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion. We're trying to herd our dogs outside who want to bark. So you may hear a little dog barking in the background, but hey, it is what it is. It's just life, right? Life in the big city. Anyway, so I was talking about what people are not doing, so or they pretend they're doing something when they're really just spitting in the wind. But, you know, a lot of people do like to spit in the wind. It's always a good feeling when that stuff comes back. It smacks you in the face, isn't it? So anyway, I was reading something about something I got the other day about World Trade Organization just ruled against the American people again, you know, ruled against the United States, you know, that they had a dispute resolution panel with representatives on there from Pakistan, Portugal, and Switzerland, and they ruled that the U.S. laws requiring country of origin labeling, which is the acronym COOL, violate free trade. So you know what that means, kids, don't you? See, we have bills here that require retailers to notify their countries of the country of origin of muscle cuts and ground beef and, you know, some other things. And there was also a requirement on fish, too, because, well, you know, I don't really want to eat fish that's been swimming around in some feces-laden, human feces, human sewage-laden fish farm in China. Do you? I don't think so. No, I really don't want that. But anyway, so now, because of this wonderful World Trade Organization that's supposed to equalize things, you know, well, it's just unfair that you and I wouldn't want to buy this crap from these commie nations. Therefore, we're not going to be able to know where the crap is that they want to poison us with is coming from. Isn't that wonderful? So let's talk about some of the different things that, you know, you've heard about these in the past. The E. coli outbreak, well, that's common. We had the one in Germany, and then, let's see, what else did we have? The fish raised in raw sewage and the dangerous drugs and chemicals they're poisoning us with or feeding to the animals. We had the pet food containing melamine, which killed off, you know, thousands of animals, thousands of dogs and cats. It had, of course, melamine is a chemical used to make plastics and fertilizers. And then we had, 300,000 babies sickened by milk tainted with melamine, 286 wedding reception guests who were hospitalized after eating pork contaminated with clenbuterol, which is a drug that makes pigs grow faster. Hey, let's screw with Mother Nature. That always works out well when you do it. The watermelons that exploded because of overuse of a chemical, the raw pork that emits a blue light from phosphorescent bacteria, the meals that are cooked using oil dredged from sewers behind restaurants, the pork disguised as beef, and soy sauce made using human hair clippings. Oh, yummy. Doesn't that just sound so good? Aren't you so glad that we're in this World Trade Organization? Our elected politician pricks joined this World Trade Organization. So now that we can equalize everything, equalize the masses between the communist nations and the soon-to-be officially labeled a communist nation known as the former Republic. Representative Republic, the United States of America. Well, isn't it nice now that they don't want us to know that we're going to be eating sewage-laden fish, huh? Loaded with antibiotics, many of which have been taken off the market here in this country because they do all kinds of dastardly things to human beings. But that really doesn't matter because we don't want to be unfair. You know, it's just unfair. It's unjust that the American people might not want to eat this swill, this sewage that they want to feed us. Therefore, we're not going to have this this country of origin labeling. Big no, 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 no. Yes, yes, no, we can't have that. Don't let the truth get in the way of the hustle. Like I started, don't let the truth of who Newt Gingrich really is get in the way of the great hustle he's got going. Same with Perry. Oh, he's a man for all seasons, isn't he? Ooh, they both are. Jeez, God just love them, huh? So anyway, so yesterday was the day of rage. How'd that go? Did anybody check that out? I was looking at some pictures on the internet about the day of rage that was supposed to take place with all these anarchists who were going to overthrow Wall Street and, you know, stand there with their little masks on from the movie V. I don't think there was too much rage action going on out there. I don't know. Maybe I just missed it. Maybe I just didn't look in the right spot on the internet. Could be. I don't know. But anyway, not much happening there. So, since we know that, for those of you who do know, you know who Maurice Strong was. He was like second in command. He's a big dirtball. Big green globalist scumbag who wants to... In his words, the only hope for the planet is that industrial nations collapse. Now, if his goal is to collapse industrial nations, so that, of course, he on his, I don't know how many thousands of acres he has on his ranch on Colorado, if he and the other green Nazis, green commies, green Bolsheviks, whatever you want to call them, green fascists, I don't care. Does it really matter what we call them? Because the outcome is the same, isn't it? The plan they have for us is the same, isn't it? No matter what we want to label them as. I like to call them green Nazis because everybody understands what a Nazi is. Anyway, so this green Nazi, he says that the only hope for the planet is if the industrial nations collapse. Now, see, when you think about this whole green stuff they got going on, do you ever stop to think that ain't it so funny because it's supposed to be all about the environment, right? However, it doesn't apply to China, doesn't apply to Brazil, you know, doesn't apply to India. They can still continue to pollute. China brings on a new coal-fired power plant every week, brings online a new coal-fired power plant every week. And that yet in this country, they want us to shut down all the coal-fired power plants. So what do you think, kids? Let's see. If it's really about the environment, then why would China, India, and Brazil be allowed to continue as they've been going? Why wouldn't they be subject to the same rules that the industrialized nations are subject to? Why do you think that is? I don't know. I think maybe it has absolutely nothing to do with the environment, you think? And it has everything to do with the redistribution of wealth? You think? You think maybe that's why Obama said, oh, we can't be drilling in the Gulf. But then what did he lend George Soros a couple billion dollars to drill? I can't remember the name of his oil company or that one. He was Petrobras, I think it is, that he was heavily invested in, George Soros, so that they could drill off the coast of Brazil for oil. But we can't drill here. No, because that would mean people have jobs here, and we don't want them to have jobs. Because if they had jobs, that wouldn't help the industrial nations collapse, now would it? So I have a friend who sent me her book, and she wrote a book entitled Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. And I've had her on my radio show before, and she's real busy. I'm going to try to get her back on one of these days. But she's out in California, out in, where is she? Santa Rosa, I think. I think it's Santa Rosa, but it doesn't make any difference. Anyway, she wrote this book. You guys can get anybody out there who's listening if you're interested in reading. She just came out with it. So if you were to go to thepostsustainabilityinstitute.org, you can probably buy her book, Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, from there. I know she told me she was going to have it on Amazon and those other bookseller places, but I'm not sure if you can get it there yet. But collection of good ideas, how to fight. Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. Rosa Corey, K-O-I-R-E is her last name. That's how it's spelled. Listen, we got a few music playing with me, so going to break, we'll be back. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Roth. Don't go away.
Free speech guaranteed. You're listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network. The Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions without censorship. If you listen to mainstream radio at all, you'll notice that free speech is pretty hard to find these days, with just a handful of networks offering programs that dare to discuss topics and issues that have a profound impact on our daily lives. The mainstream media simply lies by omission and distortion of the facts. The Orion Talk Radio Network is committed to bringing you entertaining and and thought-provoking programming that dares to tell the truth. And you can help us as we grow our network. If you think you have what it takes to host a show, you know of someone interested in hosting a show, or any other suggestions, comments, or questions, please drop us an email at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jordan Hooker. Pakistani intelligence officials say Taliban fighters have their hands on the wreckage of a suspected U.S. drone. The unmanned aircraft crashed last night in northwestern Pakistan near the Afghan border. There was also a battle near the crash site between Pakistani soldiers and militants around the time the drone went down, but it's unclear if the two events are related. NATO says three service members have been killed in separate attacks in southern Afghanistan. Two were killed by bombs, while the third died following an insurgent attack. NATO's statements did not provide further details or the nationalities of those killed. The deaths raised the number of international troops killed this year to 429. Sweden's security police say they've raided the administrative offices of a mosque in the country's second-largest city. The raid in Göteborg comes as prosecutors investigate three men arrested on the eve of the 10th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks in the United States. This is IRN USA Radio News.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us. Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Ooh. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
It's the Unsolicited Opinion with your host, Maggie. Sundays, noon Eastern, on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, 888-320-6151 is the number. 888-320-6151 is the number to do that. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you'd like to go there, there's a lot of good information I link to on my website. There's a tab on there entitled UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, and might make a good idea for those of you who are not up to speed on what's going to happen to you, what is happening to you, what the end game is. Go there, take a look. I've got a lot of information linked to a lot of people who've been in this battle for a real long time, and I've been reading this book that one of the people that I've had on my show as well, Tom DeWeese, had written, and it's a compilation. It's called Now Tell Me I Was Wrong, and it's a compilation of different articles he'd written over the years. He's been in this battle for decades. Just decades as an activist trying to fight against what these globalist pricks are trying to do. And he had written an article, and this is one back from 1996, entitled Green Pac-Man Devouring America's Private Property Rights. And in there he's talking about, this is, well, Clinton was president at the time, but if you remember, Newt Gingrich was in charge of, ran the Republican-dominated Congress. He was one of the leaders. And they were talking about those. He's talking about the biosphere reserves, and those are the wildlands project, where they're going to move people off 50% of the land in every state, okay? That's the game plan. And I've mentioned this before. For those of you who listen to my show with any regularity, you will have heard me mention that before. But if you're not up to speed with it, go to my website and look at the tab entitled UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, and start reading. You know, because this is what the game plan is. Anyway, in these biosphere reserves, in here he's talking about the opposition to these being called extremists, right? And who it was that was calling the opposition to these plans extremists was, of course, Newt Gingrich and Bob Dole, because they're not interested in property rights. In fact, they were hindering the efforts of a handful of congressmen who were trying to do something to stop these different plans from being implemented. The likes of Helen Chenoweth, John Shadegg, Richard Plombo, and Don Young, who were working to try to stop this implementation of these plans. And then you had schmucks like Newt Gingrich and Bob Dole calling people who wanted to stop them extremists. Now, isn't that an interesting thing? For those of you who think Newt Gingrich has your back, see, Newt Gingrich knows all about UN Agenda 21. He knows all about the biospheres. He knows all about the Wildlands Project. He knows all about all of it because he's been heavily involved in promoting it. So when he hustles you and tries to tell you, oh, I really didn't know that was happening, and you're so gullible and dumb because you didn't bother to do the research, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I've heard people say, oh, well, America gets what it gets the government it deserves because we've done nothing to stop it. And you know what? That really is true. In many respects, we have done, I don't think we deserve it, but we have done nothing to stop it. Okay, that's very clear. It's evident because we're here where we are today. And I never bothered to do much of anything prior to the last few years myself, so I'm guilty as charged as well. You know, I never did anything to stop what these schmucks were doing because I just figured out they're all politicians, they're all schmucks, and, you know, what are you going to do? Of course, I had no idea that their real goal was to enslave all of us and kill off 85% of us. Maybe had I recognized that earlier, I might have jumped in and done something. I don't know. Who's to say? You know, we can only guess at what we would have done. You know, if the dog hadn't stopped to poop, he would have caught the fox kind of thing. You know what I mean? So who's to say what we all would have done had we known what was swirling about us earlier? I don't know. But anyway, we are here where we are today. And there's an organization that really tries real hard to work and help people who are being assaulted by the code Nazis all around the country. And that's FACE-OFF. And that's FACE-OFF is an acronym for Fight Against Code Enforcement Office. And anyway, one of the members of the group, because they're all around the country, they have a little website, a blog for each state, actually. So if you look up Face Off Movement, you're going to be able to, I don't know, it's faceoffmovement.blogspot.com, I believe. I know I've got links to it on my website if you want to take a look. And I've had several people from around the country who've been assaulted by the code Nazis, and they're trying to drive them off their land or have even driven them off their land. From all around the country, I've had them on my show. But anyway, they're just strategizing. People are strategizing, and they're planning on going to this. There's a sustainable development meeting going to be held in Stockton, California on the 23rd. And I don't know. I don't think I have it open where it's going to be yet. But anyway, I know it's out there. I just don't have it readily in front of me. However, some of the tactics for people who were going to go to this meeting that were suggested, and this makes a lot of sense. You don't want to identify yourself as a part of a group. Don't wear any Tea Party T-shirts. Don't put any stickies on you saying, you know, you all suck, that kind of thing. You want to be anonymous and incognito as much as possible because that's how those pricks operate, you know. They hide in plain sight. They don't come right out and bat you in the head with a baseball bat. They come up and stab you in the back because that's their method of operation. See, if they really, if the 6 o'clock news, if the mainstream media was really exposing what these globalist pricks are up to, well, the American people would be up in arms. There'd be blood running through the streets. But, of course, they're not doing that. See, Katie Couric isn't telling you on the 6 o'clock news, hey, guess what, kids? You'll all be resorting to eating grubs if you can find them in the dirt. You'll be living in green ghettos, and you'll be living an existence like they did in the 15th century. Oh, won't that be fun? See, they're not telling you that because they know you'd flip out, and you'd take, you'd do something about it. So they're doing this through the back door. You know, they're like Newt Gingrich. Oh, I didn't know what was going on. But anyway, so here's some of the ideas, and I thought it's a good idea to throw them out there because this pertains to no matter what kind of a meeting you're going to, because I got news for you. At any meeting you go to, whether it's a school board meeting, a zoning hearing, your county commissioners, water board, it doesn't matter. Listen, their goal is to shut you up, lock you out of the meeting, not allow you to say what you want to say. So you can't let them know that you're against them. So don't sit with your buddies. Take pictures of them. Don't sit in a group of two or more than two or three. I suggest two is a max. Don't constantly disrupt the meeting. Just asking questions to clarify what they mean when they say things like open space and that. Tell them to define these vague terms. For example, is that government land they're talking about, or is it currently someone else's private property? Let's see, don't sit with your buddies. They may have people in place sitting at different tables or dispersed, walking alone, leave alone. You can always debrief each other through email or a conference call, phone conversation afterwards. When one of the your buddies makes a comment, back them up. If they try to shut them up, say, hey, I'd like to hear the answer to that. You didn't answer that person's question. Answer that question. I think it's an important question, that kind of stuff. Don't be afraid to speak. Listen, you can't be afraid to speak out. They count on you being silent. How silent you're going to be heading to the guillotine, huh? How silent will you be then? They're going to try to shut you up. They're going to ask you to write your questions down. Don't write them down. Say you'd rather hear what other people's questions are as well, because see, they say they want you to write them down because they don't want your question to be asked. That's a typical MO. Oh, it's much more expedient, they'll claim, to just have you write your questions down on this little index card, and then we'll sort through them and throw out the ones we don't want to hear, and we'll only pick out the questions we want to hear. That's what they like to do. So don't do that. Tell them no, you'd rather hear other people's questions too. Now, and you won't be hearing other people's questions if everybody is just writing all the questions down. Now, let's see, what other ideas do they have in there? Of course, that's a great way to silence dissent. Use a fake name. Use an alternative email. Take your name tag off once you get in. If the media is there, talk about property rights and liberty. Try not to be too in their face. Somebody suggests in this email, sit in a diamond formation and also outer corners so it appears that we surround them. I'm hearing music vaguely again. That's my hint to stop talking, because then they want to play a couple commercials on this network. So listen, I'll be back and I'll finish giving you suggestions on how to operate when you go to one of these meetings. So this is the Unsolicited Opinion, everybody. My name is Maggie Rod, and I'll be right back. That's what it is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you. And your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the Internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Now you can listen to the Orion Talk Radio Network on your phone, anywhere, anytime, with our Listen by Phone feature. Just call 704-772-7627, 704-772-7627, then enter the code 10016. That's 10016. All long distance and cell phone charges apply. Powered by UpSnap.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the Internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodman, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and the caller number is 888-320-6151, 888-320-6151. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com is my website. Please go there. I've got a lot of good information on my website, especially there's a tab there entitled UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. Please go there, check it out. Tons of info. And one of the people listening to the show sent me the address for this sustainability meeting I was talking about that's going to be in Stockton, California, for any of you listening who are out in Stockton. And this is, it's such a, oh, these people are just, I can't take them. I can't stand them. Anyway, it's SB375, Strategies for a Sustainable Community. Oh, it's just going to be so good. We can all eat grubs together. Won't it be fun? Anyway, it's this coming Friday from 8 a.m. to noon. Of course, that's Pacific Standard Time. And this is the San Joaquin Council of Governments. Doesn't that sound good? The Council of Governments has spoken. 555 East Weber Avenue in Stockton, California. 555 East Weber Ave, Stockton. So I suggest some of you people out in California go there and make some noise. Don't let them just steamroll this crap into town, because that's what they're going to do. They're going to steamroll right over you. That's the whole name of the game. Let's see. Who are some of the schmucks there? Oh, some of the guest speakers. Oh, and they're illustrious, too. They are. Let's see. Mary Nichols from the California Air Resources Board. Let's see. Senator Daryl Steinberg. He's the California State Senate President pro tempore, and then there's a Jonathan London, the director for the Center for Regional Change, UC Davis. Doesn't that sound good? The Center for Regional Change. Oh, I can't stand it anymore. But anyway, this is a public meeting. Everyone is welcome. So I was at a meeting the other day. Speaking about public meetings, I was at a meeting the other day held by one of the state representatives here who was complaining because people were handing out some handouts at the meeting, and then he tried to claim that it wasn't a public meeting. It was a legislative meeting. Now, wait a second. This is a meeting that he invites the public to, but it's not really a public meeting. It's a legislative meeting, right? Oh, please, these people are such lying hustlers that they are truly lying hustlers, and they will say anything to shut you up, okay? And this particular state representative was calling up people I know because they wanted to find out who was handing out those handouts, right? Handing out little flyers to inform them of UN Agenda 21. Please. Please. What country do you live in, America? What kind of a country do you live in is probably a better question yet. I would say, huh? Have you decided yet how you'd like to live the rest of your life? How you'd like your children to live? How you'd like your grandchildren to live? Because really it is up to you, you know. It isn't up to anybody else. If not you, who? Who's going to stop it if you don't do something? Or will you say, oh, well, I don't want to speak out at that meeting. I'm afraid. I'm afraid if I speak out, they're going to come and get me. Well, they're going to come and get you anyway. Haven't you figured that out yet? Don't you know all you got to do is look back to see the future? Don't you see where this game ends? Don't you know how the movie ends? Haven't you figured that out yet? I mean, really, how long will it take for you to figure it out, America? What needs to happen? What needs to happen? Do you need to be poisoned by eating some contaminated food product from China? Is that what it's going to take? For you to say you've had enough, you're not going to take it anymore, that you're going to stand up, that you're going to start going to meetings and participating and actually trying to wake your neighbors up, that you're going to do more than just sit on your ass on the couch and eat bonbons? Have you figured it out yet? Are you going to do anything? You're just going to let it all go. Say, oh, well, can't do anything. We're on the Titanic. Why bother? Or I'll go to a meeting, but I'll be silent as a mouse because then I'm more comfortable that way because I got kids in college and, you know, my husband's job and I, you know, can't jeopardize any of that. See, you know, I think that the hardest thing for people to realize is to really get it through their head that this is happening, because it's easier just to ignore it, isn't it? It really is much easier just to ignore that these assaults on our freedom and liberty are taking place every day. Now, for all you football fans, we're going into football season, and of course, for all you football fans, they're going to want to fill you up at the stadiums now. I bet you that guy who went into the stadium with that taser was, I bet you he was just a little plant. What do you think, huh? I bet you he was a plant, just to get the ball rolling, you know. So they're going to fill you up when you go to the football games now, not just for carrying in, you know, booze into the stadium you're not supposed to have. They're going to fill you up now. And I think that guy was an agent provocateur. They're going to do that at the stadium. That'll be fun. And then it'll be the baseball games, and it'll be the high school football game, and then it'll be the PTA meeting. And then it'll be the brownie meeting. And then it'll be before you go into work, if you have a job. And then we'll just have these random stops anywhere, walking down the street, walking while free, you know, walking your dog. It's not going to stop, you know. It's only going to continue to get worse. I mean, as they close the vice around you. I mean, this is how it works. All you got to do is look at some Hollywood movies. They were pretty good at accurately portraying how it works, how the game is played, what the end game is. You don't have to believe me. Just look at the past. Read a couple of history books. Find out what life was like for those people, because that's what life will be like for you. Now, you can just do nothing and say, I'm just going to go along and pretend nothing's wrong and... Because it's much easier to do that, I think. You know, it's much easier just to pretend nothing's wrong because it's safer that way. It feels better. It's psychologically much more stabilizing. You can't have the disruption in your brain of what's happening around you, can you? Because it really is just disconcerting. You wake up in the middle of the night. You can't sleep. Well, you're pensive. You have this feeling of impending doom all the time because you know the truth. But see, you can't unknow what you know. Now, as much as you may like to, you can't unknow what you know. It'll always be there with you. It's never going to leave. It will never leave you. It will be there with you. Every day, just like your skin is connected to your body, it's going to be there with you. The truth will be there. And what you decide to do is entirely up to you. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, there's a lot of people out there screaming from the rooftops. Does anybody hear them? Are we all just lone wolves crying in the wilderness? The truth is deafening, isn't it? And the silence of the people who should be standing up and railing against it is even more deafening. And I'm not really sure, I've had people on my show before. I had a man on a while ago, a Naval Academy graduate, I think first Desert Storm War, I believe that's where he was. But anyway, he had written a book called Starving the Monkeys, because, see, he thinks there's no point in even bothering. He's just going to be prepared to try to pick the pieces up after the collapse. He doesn't see any point in even wasting his time. And this is a military strategist, a Naval Academy graduate with all the accoutrements of that great education telling us, hey, just be available to pick up the pieces after the stuff hits the fan, because there's no way you're going to stop it, because people just sit on their couch and eat bonbons and do nothing. So perhaps he's right, I don't know, but maybe you need to have some strategies for some survival skills in the interim in case you think you might be one of the lucky ones to survive. I don't know. Got to do something. Could you spend your money today? Do some productive things. Maybe buy some billboard space for Oath Keepers. I mean, they are the ones who will... The police and military are the ones who will be pointing their weapons at you, aren't they? If we don't wake enough of them up to understand that they took an oath to support the Constitution, not individual people. I don't know. You do have choices. You got options. There's a lot of things you could do. You could put your money where your mouth is instead of sitting on the sidelines and doing nothing. But the choice is yours. It is. It's always our choice. Whatever we choose to do in life, we make of our life what we choose to make of it. Or we can do nothing. I don't know. I don't feel like doing nothing, though. So this is why I'm on the air 6 days a week. And I try to do things here locally to wake people up. I don't know whether it falls on deaf ears or not. Everything remains to be seen, doesn't it? The end game, the outcome, the last chapter of the book is yet to be written, isn't it? Anyway, everybody. My show's on Monday through Friday at Republic Broadcasting Network. You can hear me at 10 a.m. Central, 10 to noon Central Time, Republic Broadcasting Network, Monday through Friday. I am on the air giving you my unsolicited opinion. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can always go to my website. There's a contact button on my website if you'd like to get in contact with me. You're welcome to do so. And if people send me their... unsolicited opinion, it's okay with me, I don't care. Anyway, listen, everybody, I love to go to somewhere over the rainbow. It's a wonderful place to be. Hang in there, everybody. I like to think better days are coming. Gotta have hope, right? Otherwise, what is life like without hope? Take care, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow.